eyes. Symptoms include heart, murmurs and heart valve damage, kidneys, presence of blood in the urine, lungs, presence of bloody sputum, brain, seizures and extreme changes in behavior, eyes, blurred vision and pain. Other symptoms that can be related to the presence of Candida albicans infection are migraine, poor memory, poor concentration, depression, fatigue, irritability, bloating, sensitivity to strong odors, allergy, recurrent sore throat, heartburn, diarrhea, numbness, weak legs, tingling sensations, toenail fungus, athlete's foot. Candida albicans infection risk factors. Candidiasis is not a condition that is acquired from an external source that can be easily remedied by the use of medications. It is the result of one's lifestyle, eating habits, environmental source, and even emotional influences that lead to decreased biological functionality for the body. This is because Candida albicans is naturally occurring in the body, thus anyone can develop the infection. Yeast and other harmful microorganisms will not replicate and mutate into pathogenic forms unless the conditions favoring their growth and proliferation are present. Since Candida is naturally occurring, it can be found in the natural microbial ecology of a healthy intestinal environment. When occurring in healthy concentrations, the main function of Candida is to feed on unfriendly microbes in the gut. When the healthy environment is destroyed, Candida yeast organisms will begin the mutation process into harmful fungus. The fungal organisms become powerful toxins, thus causing the signs and symptoms. The damage to the intestinal walls will make the intestine more permeable to substances that are normally blocked from entering the bloodstream through the intestinal lining. Possible influences that can predispose you to developing Candida albicans overgrowth: improper prenatal and infant nutrition, insufficient breast milk for the infant's consumption after birth, use of antibiotics, unhealthy diet, excessive consumption of alcohol, lack of sleep, lack of exercise, stress, having a sexual partner with infection. Find out more about Candida overgrowth in the next chapter. Chapter 2, Candida Overgrowth. What is Candida overgrowth? Candida albicans is present in the body because it has a role to perform. It is responsible in aiding the digestive tract and helps in the absorption of nutrients. It was discussed that Candida albicans is naturally present in the body. Under normal and healthy conditions, it stays in the body without disturbing the system, as long as the acceptable amount is maintained. However, if the Candida organisms grow out of control and quickly multiply, your system could be at risk of infection. Key symptoms: increased sugar craving is one of the most recognizable symptoms of Candida albicans infection. There is also increase in your body's susceptibility to the side effects of medications. Sinusitis and recurrent colds are additional symptoms. Recurrent skin rashes also indicate that you have developed Candida albicans infection. In women, premenstrual syndrome is a common indication of an increase in the Candida organisms. There is also an evident decrease in sex drive. Pain is also felt, especially during intercourse. In men, the infection is indicated with bladder and prostate infections. How is it diagnosed? Doctors perform the following to rule out other possible illnesses that cause symptoms similar to Candida infection. Blood test. Your doctor would need to check the levels of IgG, IgA, and IgM Candida antibodies in your blood. There are several laboratory tests that should be done. Having high levels of these antibodies would mean the occurrence of an overgrowth in Candida organisms. Stool testing. Most doctors agree that stool exam yields the most accurate results. A stool test will help determine if there are high levels of Candida albicans in the colon or the lower intestines. Through stool exam, the species of the yeast and corresponding